So Cole Durbin about set to kick it off, and we are underway as he puts it in the air. It is caught at the 15 by Staunton. They return toward the far side of the field, knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. That's where the Staunton Bulldogs will take over. Staunton will be going right to left here in this opening quarter. So it will be first down and 10 from their own 34. First down and 10 for Staunton from their own 34-yard line. Their quarterback is Caden Leonard. And the running back's Oller. He's already over 1,200 yards on the year. They, too, have two receivers left, one right, and one man in the backfield. It will be a shotgun. Take the handoff. They go for the pass immediately. It is caught, but immediately tackled. It was Dylan Hinton, Jordan Colburn in on that tackle for the Vandals. About a 2-yard pickup, second down and 8 for Staunton. So they come out with a pass right out of the gate. This is a team that has really picked up a ton of yards. Oller's averaging better than 10 yards a carry. Got 14 rushing touchdowns coming into this one. Second down and 8 for Staunton from their own 36-yard line from the shotgun. Leonard. And we saw movement on the line by Staunton. And we will have a false start, so a 5-yard penalty against Staunton will make it second down and 13. Back to the 31-yard line. So second and 13, back to the 31-yard line for the Staunton Bulldogs. Second down and 13 for Staunton. They will hand this one off to Oller. He tries to get off right tackle, gets ahead to about the 34-yard line, back to, I believe, the original line of scrimmage, and it would bring up a third down and 10, maybe 9. And we'll call it third down and 9. Third down and 9 for Staunton. Third down and 9 for Staunton from their own 35-yard line. Just underway in this one. Vandals and the Staunton Bulldogs. Two receivers to the left. No one right here as Leonard takes the snap in the shotgun. He's looking to pass. He has a man, but he overthrew him. Incomplete, and it'll bring up fourth down for Staunton. He had a receiver, Jake Spencer, who was covered pretty well by Cole Yarborough. And it will bring up a fourth down for the Staunton Bulldogs. Staunton looks like they will be punting three and out. We saw a lot of going for it on fourth down last week. And their punter is Blaine Devers. Drops back for the kick. Vandals with the pew. And Colburn back deep to receive. Snap is back. It is a very short kick, straight up and down, and it's going to bounce and roll out of bounds at about the 41, 42-yard line. That was the old-fashioned, what they say, they used to say that straight up the elevator shaft. That was close. It was a straight-up kick, didn't go very far, didn't get a lot of distance on it at all, and the Vandals are going to have it. So if you figure that ball was at the 35, and the Vandals are now going to have it at the 43. So it's about an 8-yard net when it's all said and done. So the Vandals take over at the Staunton 43-yard line. Three receivers line up left, one right. Casey Colburn and Depew to the left, and McCarty to the right. From the pistol formation is Stumbaugh. He takes the snap. Gets it out quickly to Andrew Casey. He's able to break a tackle, breaks another one, stays on his feet, and ends up getting ahead to about the 33-yard line. Looks like a first down for the Vandals. Just shot it straight out to Andrew Casey. And the Vandals get 10 yards out of it and a first down. First down and 10 for the Vandals ahead to the Staunton 33. Three receivers line up left. McCarty, Casey, and Colburn to the right. To the left is Connor Depew. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Staunton 33. Stumbaugh fakes a handoff. Gets spun. He's in trouble. And throws it. And I think we got to have, don't we? He was in trouble. He was in the grasp as he was able to throw it away. And they're going to spot it down, so he is going to lose yardage. back to the 39, Staunton. So about a six-yard loss, second down and 16. Well, that's where he was down. They had him in the grass, but Quentin tried to throw it away, but not in time. Second down and 16 for the Vandals from the Staunton 39-yard line. Three receivers line up right. That is Colburn lining up right along with Lucas Bowers and McCarty, and it is Connor Depew to the left. Second and 16. Stumball rolls left, gets a pass away, but he underthrew it, incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and 16. So to bring up third down and 16 for the Vandals. Staunton team has won their 3-3. They won their first three games, lost their next three, but they do a lot of good things offensively and defensively. And it wasn't sustained drives last week against Pena, who was more some big plays got him and things like that got him. So it is a third down and 16 for the Vandals. Fake the handoff. Stumball's going to keep it himself. He gets a couple of nice blocks, stays on his feet, and gets ahead to about the 29-yard line, still well short of the first down. No flags on the field. It's going to be a gain of pretty good gain, but it's still going to bring up a fourth down at about five, maybe six. So he picked up 10 yards on it, so it is fourth down and six. The Vandals ahead to the Staunton 29, and they are going for it. Three receivers line up left, one right. One man to the right is McCarty. The Vandals going right, left to right here in this quarter. And Staunton may have jumped off sides. Long count, and it is an offsides. It's a five-yard penalty, and that's going to make it a lot easier on the Vandals. Brings up a fourth down and one. So a fourth down and one. Aiden Carroll into the game for the Vandals. And now Lucas Bowers will come out. McCarty, one receiver lined up to the right. And right now we've got two receivers. Aiden Carroll kind of looking, I don't think he's sure where he's supposed to go. Two receivers line up left, one right from the pistol formation. Stumball hands it off to Dylan Hinton, and he is going to get what the Vandals need as he powers his way ahead for probably about 2 yards, and the Vandals get the first down. So the Vandals able to convert the fourth down. 8 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in this quarter. So the Vandals do get a first down here, and it is first down and 10 ahead to the 22. So the Vandals ahead to the Staunton 22-yard line. Three receivers line up left. It is Colburn, Depew, and Bowers to the left, and McCarty is lined up to the right. From the pistol formation is Stumball. He drops back to pass. He's going to go deep. He's got a man. It is Connor Depew. Slides into the end zone with a touchdown. 22-yard connection. Stumball to Depew, and the Vandals on the board with the touchdown at the 7:51 mark. That is a 22-yard completion, 7:51 mark of the first quarter, and the Vandals on the board first. Stumball to Depew for the touchdown, and the extra point attempt is up, and it is good. So the Vandals will make it 7-0, and we'll take a break on WKRB.
School is back in full swing, and F&B Community Bank is here to help students stay ahead. Their student checking accounts are designed just for you. With a $15 minimum opening balance, no monthly fees, and all the digital tools you need to manage your money on the go. Whether it's paying for lunch, splitting costs with friends, or keeping track of your spending, F&B makes it simple and stress-free. Stop by your local branch today and open your student checking account. Start building good money habits now with the F&B Community Bank. For more information, visit thefnb.com or call them at 618-283-1141. F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, member FDIC.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. And the Staunton Bulldogs not able to come up with the kick cleanly, but it does go back into the end zone for a touchback. So they'll have it at their own 20. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. So Staunton will have the football at their own 20. Vandals lead it 7-0, 7:48 remaining in this opening quarter. Two receivers line up left, one right for Staunton. Leonard from the shotgun with Oller in the backfield with him, takes a snap. He's going to go deep with a pass. It is intercepted. No drop. McCarty was right there, couldn't hang on. It was overthrown, and I thought for a moment McCarty had it cleanly, but he did not. It's incomplete instead, and it'll bring up second down and 10. It was overthrown, and McCarty was the only one back there, but couldn't quite come up with it. And it'll be second down and 10. Second down and 10 for Staunton from their own 27 minutes, 42 seconds remaining. In this first quarter, the Vandals lead it 7-0. Two receivers line up left, no one right, two men in the backfield with Leonard. They're going to hand this one off, and that is to the big running back, Taylor. Nothing on the run, and it'll bring up a third and 10. Picks up a yard, so it's second or third and nine. Third down and nine. Third down and nine for Staunton from their own 21-yard line. And the clock rolling 7 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Staunton breaks their huddle. Play clock at 15, still plenty of time. Two men in the backfield, the quarterback and the running back, Oller. Leonard takes the snap, takes a handoff. He's going deep. He has a man, but just slightly overthrew him. Incomplete. McCarty with the coverage on the far side of the field, and it'll bring up fourth down and nine for Staunton. Fourth down and nine for Staunton. They've tried to go to the air more in these first two possessions. That ball is not spotted correctly, I'll say that. Ball is spotted at the 20. It should be at the 21. Now they got it right. And the line judge caught it. So fourth down and nine, so they kick from their own 21. Staunton's punt, partially blocked, but it is going to take a good Staunton roll. And the Vandals are going to have it at their own 38-yard line. I think it was partially blocked, but then it had a lot of English on it and rolled a long way. And it ended up pretty good. They're starting not too bad, and they didn't get any return at all. So it's first down and 10 from their own 38 for the Vandals. 6:45 remaining opening quarter. The Vandals lead it 7-0. Stumbaugh from the shotgun. Vandals a very tight formation this time. Everybody close to the line. Colburn, the man in motion. They give the football to him, and he's got a lot of room in front of him. Cross midfield, ahead to the 45, the 40, and down at about the 37-yard line. Nice run by Jordan Colburn. Got outside left tackle and picks up some nice yardage for the Vandals on a different formation, much tighter formation that time, not so much from the spread. And it'll bring up a first down and 10 for the Vandals into Staunton territory ahead to the 38. A nice run from Colburn. Vandals, another tight formation this time. Man in motion this time is Connor DePue. They give it to him. He gets to the 35, to the 30, stays on his feet. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Connor DePue on the run, 38 yards, and the Vandals back on the board. Connor DePue's second touchdown of the night, one passing, one running. So DePue, a 38-yard run. He is so good and so patient. He will look for that hole, and he will wait, and that's what he did there and was able to find it, then found a seam on the near side of the field. And takes it in for the touchdown. And the point after is up and good for the Vandals. So the Vandals have a 14-0 lead. 14-0, the Vandals on top. We'll take a break on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
The Vandals with a 14-0 lead now. 6:08 remaining in the first quarter. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Line drive kick from Cole Durbin, picked up by Staunton at the 10. And they bring it back to about the 26-yard line. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Staunton with the football. So I got about the 27-yard line, first down and 10 for Staunton from their own 27-yard line. Two receivers line up right, one man in the backfield with Leonard, the quarterback. He takes the snap. He gives it to Oller. Oller cutting back, and the Vandals are going to bring him down. I don't think he got anything. Second down and 10. Oller has had a big first 6 weeks of the season, over 1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 140 yards last week against Pena. Second down and 10 from their own 27. Two receivers slot out right. Staunton going right to left here in this opening quarter. Leonard, the quarterback, takes the snap. And they crisscross here and hand off, and maybe 2 yards. I think that was Taylor on the carry. We'll see. Yep, that was Taylor. And about a 2 yard pickup. It'll be third down and 8. Third down and 8 coming up for Staunton. They stopped the clock. Helmet came off. It was Taylor's helmet came off, so they stopped the clock. Or the helmet coming off. Third down and 8 for Staunton. The Vandals lead it 14-0. Third possession of the game for Staunton. Third down and 8. Two receivers line up right of the quarterback, Leonard, who takes the snap. Looking to pass. He does underneath with a completion. And quickly tackled by the Vandals. That is Sam Bowers with the tackle. And he's going to be at fourth down at about 3. We get the completion underneath. Not enough for the first down, getting it ahead to about the 34-yard line. So fourth down and about 3 coming up. Staunton looks like they are lined up for the punt. One man is deep for the Vandals. That is Connor Depew. And this punt is blocked. And the Vandals just going to let it roll. Staunton falls on it at the 44-yard line. They've had one kick that basically went straight up and down, and then the last two have been blocked, partially blocked. The second punt ended up taking a roll that helped out Staunton quite a bit, but this one does not. And the Vandals will have it at the Staunton 44-yard line, 4 minutes, 2 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. The Vandals lead it 14-0. This will be the Vandals' third possession of the night. Vandals coach Jason Clay getting the play in from the sideline. 15 seconds remaining on the play clock. Another tight formation from the Vandals here. Man in motion, Connor Depew. They fake the handoff to him. St- Stumbaugh in a little bit of trouble. Now he gets out and he gets the pass to Connor. We've got a flag down on the far side of the field. Connor DePue all the way ahead to about the 32-yard line, but it probably won't matter. Well, that flag could not be further away from the play, could it? The flag is all the way on the far side of the field. I assume a hold anytime you see a flag in such an area. Oh, an ineligible player downfield. Okay, that makes a little more sense why the flag would be as far away as it is. So an illegal receiver downfield for the Vandals. And you do get those things sometimes on a play like that. That's kind of a broken play. Where Quentin Stumbaugh had to get out of trouble. So it's first down and 15 for the Vandals at the Staunton 49 now. Three receivers line up right. That is Colburn, Casey, and McCarty to the right. DePue is to the left. From the pistol formation is Quentin Stumbaugh. He takes the snap. Quick drop, pass completed to Colburn, and he got hit immediately. Got the ball at about the 44, so that's back to the original line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and 10, so it's a 5-yard pickup on the completion, second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from the Staunton 44-yard line. Vandals lead it 14-0, 3 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Three receivers line up right, one left. That is, again, Connor DePue to the left. Stumbaugh rolls left, squares his shoulders, pass away, caught by Connor DePue. He's got the first down. He breaks the tackle. Then they do a good job wrapping him up quickly after that on the far side of the field at about the 25-yard line. So first down for the Vandals. That's the 26, actually, is where they're going to spot it. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Staunton 26-yard line. 2.5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Three receivers line up right. McCarty, Casey, and Colburn to the left. It is Connor DePue. Stumbaugh takes the snap, rolls right, now throws left. It is to Connor DePue. He's going to get to the corner of the end zone. He's in for the touchdown, knocks down the pylon in the far corner, but it looks like maybe he stepped out of bounds. Yes, stepped out of bounds at about the 1 or 2. As he was going for that corner of the end zone, knocked down the pylon, but they're going to say he stepped out before that at about the 3-yard line. So first and goal for the Vandals. All at about the 2? Yeah, got to be about the 2, right? First down and 10, or first and goal for the Vandals at about the 2. First and goal, three receivers right, one left. Stumbaugh, going to keep it himself, rolls into the end zone for the touchdown. And Quentin Stumbaugh with the touchdown, and the Vandals back on the board for the third time tonight. Stumbaugh with the touchdown, a 1 or 2 yard run. It comes at the 2:07 mark of this first quarter. And Cole Durbin will get set to attempt the extra point. Snap is back. The kick is up, line drive kick. Did he get enough? Yes, he did. And the Vandals lead it 21-0. 21-0 is our score. Take a break on WKRV.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. As Cole Durbin gets set to kick this one away, it is a line drive kick. Staunton picks it up at the 15. And pretty good return, really. Got out of bounds about the 35, about a 20-yard return Touchdown's also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. So the Vandals lead it 21-0, 2 minutes and 1 second remaining in this opening quarter. The Vandals, 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns here tonight. First down and 10 from their own 34 for Staunton. Leonard, 2 receivers line up to his left, 1 man in the backfield with him. That is Oller trying to get to the outside, and he gets his best run so far of the night ahead to about the 40-yard line, be a pickup of about 6. Second down and 4 for Staunton. Oller's had a huge season, already over 1,200 yards on the year. But they'll spot it at the 39, so it'll be a 5-yard pickup, 2nd and 5. Second down and 5 for Staunton. 1 minute, 35 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals lead it 21-0. Man in motion. They hand it back off to Oller. The Vandals had a hand on him in the backfield. And they're going to bring him down, I believe, about a 1-yard gain. It'll bring up 3rd down and probably about 4 coming up. The 3rd down and 4 coming up for Staunton as we tick down inside a minute remaining in this opening quarter. 3rd down and 4 for Staunton from their own 41-yard line. Leonard, 2 men in the backfield with him as he takes it in the shotgun, gives it back to Oller, and he is going to get the 1st down ahead to the 45-yard line. So Staunton with their first down of the night. Oller, a couple of good runs here on this possession. And Staunton has it ahead to their own 45, 44.3 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals leading 21-0. Vandals shuffling some guys in and out. They've been doing that all season on that line. 1st down and 10 for Staunton, just across their own 45-yard line. Leonard takes the snap. Gives the handoff to Oller, trying to get to the outside, but the Vandals going to take him down. I think he may have lost a yard on that far side of the field. I see Dylan Hinton over there, Jordan Colburn in there for the Vandals on that tackle. And it's going to be about a 2-yard loss, and it'll bring up 2nd and 12, and that's going to run the clock out on this first quarter. 21-0, the Vandals with the lead. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
Who knew Bob was such a grill master?
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
We'll get started in the second quarter. Staunton will have a 2nd down and 12 coming up from their own 43-yard line. So 2nd down and 12 coming up for Staunton from their own 43. Leonard in the backfield. He's got 2 men with him. It's Taylor and Oller, 2 receivers to his left. Fake the handoff. They're going pass, incomplete. Overthrown. Intended receiver was Jake Spencer. And McCarty was back on coverage. And it'll bring up 3rd down and 12. So 3rd down and 12 for Staunton. They got their first down earlier on this drive. 3rd down and 12. Just underway, 2nd quarter. Vandals lead it 21-0. 3 receivers, 2 lineup left, 1 right for Staunton. Leonard takes a snap, drops back to pass. It is incomplete. Tendered receiver, I believe, was number 85, Henley Roller. Carson Duggar, also one of their receivers. It was overthrown a little bit. He could have come up with it. Neither one did, however, and it'll bring up fourth down and 12 for Staunton. Fourth down and 12 for Staunton. They'll be forced to punt. 11:52 remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals with a 21-0 lead here tonight. And, of course, halftime will be the homecoming coronation. This punt, he gets away. And Colburn picks it up, runs it back, stays on his feet, and gets ahead to the 40. Good run by Colburn. Jordan Colburn ahead to the 40. Good block I saw from Connor DePue back there, too. They saw which one was going to be able to pick it up. Colburn was closest. And it'll bring up a first and 10. Patty McDowell just lost the body bump with Coach Reinhardt on the sidelines. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41-yard line. Vandals back more in their normal spread formation here. Two receivers line up left, one right. From the pistol formation, Stumbaugh takes the snap, drops back to pass. He is going deep. He's got a man. It is DePue. Connor looking to outrun his man. He does. Gone for the touchdown. 59 yards. Now, we have a flag? Yes, we do. There's a flag back here in the area of holding. This will probably bring it back. The flag right there at the 42. So this will most likely bring this back. So a 59-yard touchdown for DePue, but I'm assuming block to the back against the Vandals, and that'll bring it back. So assuming that is the spot of the foul, it'll put the ball at the 32-yard line and make it a first down and 19. So see where the spot is. Wow, they're going to push this all the way back. So obviously the spot of the foul, it is a... So it's back at the 20s. That's a 15. That's my bad. That's a 15. So it is a 26 where they've got it back to. So it is a first and 25, 15-yard penalty on the block to the back. Hold is 10. Three receivers will line up, left for the Vandals, one right. So it's a first and 25 now for the Vandals. Back at their own 26-yard line. Stumbaugh from the pistol, takes the snap. It's a quick pass away, a little screen pass. This is to Connor DePue. He's able to get away from a couple of men. He's up to midfield, to the 45, to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. The field is clean. That is a 74-yard touchdown. Stumbaugh to DePue. And the Vandals now lead it 27-0. Pending the extra point. Connor DePue on a screen pass there. Just found all kinds of holes. And the kick is up and good. So the point after is good. And the Vandals lead it 28-0. 11:14 remaining in the first half. We'll take a break on WKRV.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Touchdowns again brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years at Stumbaugh's, 329 South 1st in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. Well, the Vandals now lead it 28-0. Durbin's kick takes Staunton back to about the 13, and they return it to about the 29, 28-yard line. And that is where the Bulldogs will get the offense started. So Staunton will take over offensively. Vandals lead it 28-0. Had a touchdown, got called back by a penalty, and on the very next play went ahead with an even longer touchdown. First one was Stumbaugh to Depew, and it was going to be 49 yards, I think. And it ends up being 74 instead. First down and 10 for Staunton. The ball at the 30, at their own 30. First down and 10 for Staunton from their own 30-yard line. 11:06 remaining in the first half. Vandals lead it 28-0, and now we got a timeout on the field. So timeout. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Timeout. Vandals with a 28-0 lead and 11:06 still remaining in this second quarter. Vandals scoring on all four of their possessions so far here tonight. First down and 10 for Staunton from their own 30. Two receivers line up right. Leonard in the backfield, two running backs with him. He gives it, I believe, to Oller. And he gets ahead to about the 31, 32-yard line, about a two-yard pickup, second and 8. Where the spot is. Short gain. He got pushed back. Looks like about a yard gain, so second and 9. Second down and 9 for Staunton from their own 31-yard line. Vandals lead it 28-0. Two receivers line up to the left. One man in the backfield with the quarterback, Leonard. That is Oller. Takes a snap, takes a handoff, gets a pass away. He's got a man open, but he overthrew him on the near side of the field. Intended receiver was Cale Duggar, and it'll bring up a third down and 9 for the Staunton Bulldogs. Third down and 9. Duggar got a little separation, but they were not able to connect on the pass as it was overthrown a bit. Third down and 9. For Staunton from their own 31-yard line. Two receivers line up right. One man in the backfield with Leonard from the shotgun. On a third and 9, takes a snap and gives a reverse, gives it off to Duggar. He's going to have the carry this time. He's brought down at about the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down at about 5. Wow, that's a beautiful spot, being he got nowhere near there, so it's a fourth down and 4. First, we saw earlier, their spots are a little suspect. Fourth down and 4. Looks like Staunton is going to go ahead and punt one man deep for the Vandals. That is Colburn. Snap is back. The kick is up. He gets this one away and kicks it away from the Vandals. And Staunton's just going to touch it down at the 24. So the Vandals just let it roll. And Staunton will touch it down at about the 24, 25-yard lines where the Vandals will take over. So 9.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals lead it 28-0. And the Vandals will take over at their own 24. So first and 10 for the Vandals from their own 24-yard line. Vandals going right to left here in the second quarter. Three receivers line up to the left of the quarterback, Quentin Stumball. That is Casey, DePew, and Colburn to the left, McCarty to the right. Stumball from the pistol formation with Dylan Hinton in the backfield behind him. Stumball on a first down and 10 from their own 24. Takes a snap. Gets a quick pass away. Caught by McCarty. He's got some room in front of him across midfield. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, 76 yards. Stumball to McCarty. Stumball to McCarty. 76 yards. No flags down. 9:20 remaining in the second quarter. And the Vandals lead it 34-0 pending the extra point. Cole Durbin will get set to attempt the extra point here. Snap back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Vandals extend the lead to 35-0. 35-0. The Vandals on top. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
Well, the Vandals lead it 35-0. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for a better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Cole Durbin kicks it away. Daunton catches it at the 15. Still on their feet and tripped up now at the 31-yard line. And tackle there by the Vandals. That is Cameron Bunker with the tackle. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. First down and 10 for Staunton from their own 31-yard line, 9 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Leonard has two receivers lined up to his left, one man in the backfield with him. He is from the shotgun. He takes a snap, and he gives it to Oller, who's trying to get outside, and he cannot. Staunton is going left to right here in this second quarter. He tried to get outside on the near side of the field, and the Vandals were able to cut him down. Connor DePew over there with the tackle. And the Vandals cut him down, not allowing him to make that corner. And he loses about a yard, second down and 11. Second down and 11 coming up for Staunton. Clock is rolling, 8 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Two receivers line up left for Leonard, one man in the backfield with him. That is Oller. They give the handoff. Instead, it's the reverse there on the handoff, and that's ahead to about the 35-yard line. That was Taylor on the carry. Taylor also has had a big year for Staunton, and it'll bring up a third down and 6 now. So Staunton has it ahead to the 35-yard line. A third down and 6 coming up for the Staunton Bulldogs from their own 35. Two receivers linked to the left. One man in the backfield with Leonard. He takes a handoff, gets a quick pass outside, but he overthrows his mark trying to get it to Oller, who was coming out of the backfield and going to the left side of the field. It'll bring up a fourth down and 6, and Staunton will be forced to punt it again. Vandals will have two men deep. That will be Jordan Colburn and Connor DePew. Vandals lead it 35-0, 7 minutes, 53 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Fourth down and 6, and Staunton looking to punt here. The kick is a line drive and just got it away. The Vandals did get some heat back there. It's going to roll and go all the way inside the 20. It takes a nice Staunton bounce and ends up just inside the 20, and that's where the Vandals will take over offensively. Vandals have had 2 touchdowns in a row of over 70 yards. First down and 10 for the Vandals inside their own 20-yard line. Vandals lead it 35-0, 7 minutes, 42 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Homecoming coronation coming up at halftime. 2 receivers will line up left, 2 receivers to the right, to the left. It is Bowers and Depew. To the right, it is Casey and McCarty. Dylan Hinton will be in the backfield, pistol formation for Quentin Stumbaugh. Play clock down to 7. Stumbaugh from the pistol, takes the snap, drops back the pass, still dropping back. Now he's in some trouble, able to get out of the pocket. No, now he's sacked. The ball came loose, and it is Staunton football. So it is a fumble, and Staunton's going to have it on the doorstep of the end zone. So the Vandals with the fumble. And Staunton recovers, and the Staunton Bulldogs with an opportunity here to cash in. So on the first play from scrimmage, with the ball at about the 20, Dumbaugh scrambled back, tried to get free, did get away from one man. Second man hit him, and he brought him down and was able to get the fumble, and Staunton recovered, and they are first and goal from the 6. Staunton is first and goal from the 6. And they will run. Taylor pushes. Looks like he's going to get it down to about the 2, and it'll be second and goal from the 2. Taylor, the bigger of the 2 running backs, he's about 230 pounds. And he pushes it ahead. So Staunton trying to get on the board here, second and goal from the 2. They're just going with kind of a jumbo package. And I think the Vandals may be taking a timeout here. I think the Vandals are going to take a timeout, as it was a different formation coming from Staunton as they're trying to punch this one in after the turnover by the Vandals. Timeout's brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Timeout's also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Well, Staunton will have a second and goal from the 2. So the Vandals with the fumble. Staunton recovered at the 6. First running play got him about 4 yards. And now it's going to be a second down and goal from the 2 after this Vandal timeout. Staunton trying to get on the board. The Vandals lead it 35-0. Oh, back to that power formation. Looks like a wildcat maybe snap here straight to Taylor. And I think he got into the end zone for the touchdown. Yes, he did. So Staunton is on the board with the touchdown. Taylor, the 2-yard run. And the Staunton Bulldogs are on the board with a touchdown here at the 7:08 mark of the second quarter. So the Vandal turnover, which of course came at the 6-yard line, and Staunton able to punch it in on 2 plays. And I believe now Staunton is going for 2, trailing 35-6. Well, it looks like Staunton will be going for 2 here. And they will. So they're going to stay with that formation, and they're going to get the 2 out of it as well. So a 2-point conversion is good. And the Vandals' lead is cut to 35-8. So the Vandals lead 35-8 after that touchdown. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hi, I'm Kim Height with McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance Agency, your independent Pekin Insurance partner. We are local, and we are proud to support all of our kids in sports and academics here in Fayette County. After the game, make a note to stop by our office and discuss your current policies and future needs of your business, home, auto, and family. Beacon Insurance offers a variety of plans to meet your coverage needs. Give McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance Agency a call at 618-283-4200.
Give Staunton Bulldogs a ton of credit. They caused the turnover with the sack, knocking the ball away from Quentin Stumbaugh, then they were able to recover. And they get themselves a short field, and they get right back right on the board for the first time. They trail now 35-8 with 7:08 remaining in this second quarter. So the Vandals lead is 35-8 as Staunton gets set to kick it away for the first time. Grindy will get set to kick it away for Staunton. And they're going to attempt an onside kick. And Quentin Stumbaugh lost it. McCarty had it, lost it. Staunton recovered. They did. So an onside kick by Staunton. And they recover. So they attempt the onside kick. McCarty. I don't know how I popped out with that. Brent McCarty was there, but it kind of popped out of his grip. And so Staunton gets it right back, so they get a second possession. This one at the Vandal 45. So Staunton trying to crawl back into this one, fell behind 35-0, get a touchdown, make it 35-8. And now get the ball at the Vandal 45-yard line, and they're going to stay with this running formation. And Taylor just powers his way. Look at this. He's inside the 30. And it's going to take a gang of Vandals to bring him down at about the 27-yard line. And I think the Vandals are going to take a timeout. It'll be their second timeout here in just a very short period of time. And they just got it right there. They got that power formation. You got everybody blocking up front. Kind of an old-fashioned power formation, jumbo formation, just forcing the ball in. And Taylor, big, strong running back. He's 6 foot, 230 pounds, and he just powered his way through. And the Vandals, I kind of wondered if they wouldn't keep with that. They saw success with it at the goal line, and they definitely do here on this first play from scrimmage. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. They call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Also brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So it'll be a first down and 10 for Staunton at the Vandal 27 after that timeout. 6 minutes, 57 seconds still remaining in the second quarter. Staunton's going to keep with this jumbo formation. Direct snap to Taylor. This time he gives it to Oller, and he's got all kinds of room. Gets to the outside and finally gets tripped up. Oller got to the outside off left tackle, found some room. It was a direct snap again on the Wildcat to Taylor, and then he hands it off to Oller and picks up nice yardage. And it is a first down for Staunton ahead to the 15. The Vandals do have a player down. Staunton has the Vandals a little shell-shocked at the moment. One Vandal player down. I can't tell who it is. Vandals trainer Chris Witten working on the Vandal player. Probably the first week you wouldn't think about cramps. And still we're dealing with that quite a bit last week. Off and on at least. Well, Staunton will have a first down and 10 from the Vandal 15 coming up in just a moment. As Chris Witten working on the injured Vandal on the field. Staunton will have a first and 10 from the Vandal 15. Thornton went to that power formation direct to Taylor. He picked up 4 yards and then two for the touchdown, and then on a reverse play from scrimmage after they recovered the onside kick, he picked up nice yardage, and then they got it to Oller on the handoff there, and he picked up nice yardage. So the Vandals going to come to the sidelines here as Chris Whitten still working on the injured Vandal on the field. The Vandals still trying to figure out the situation with Staunton. Staunton's come out offensively, and they've got some new life. They got that touchdown. They got the turnover. Got the touchdown, and they went for the onside kick. And they were able to recover. That's two straight times, by the way. The Vandals have lost an onside kick attempt. Greenville on the very first play of the game last week, and Vandal, injured Vandal is up. That is Brody Jay, by the way. And he is under his own power, but he is limping quite a bit. Now he kind of leans into Chris Whitten as he comes off the sideline. So the Vandals with an injured lineman, Brody Jay, coming to the sideline, and they are faced with a first down and 10 for Staunton from the Vandal 15. So the Vandals were rolling up 35-0 and then get the ball back at their own 20. Quentin Stumbaugh gets sacked, fumbled. Staunton recovered. And then after the touchdown, on the short field, Staunton with the onside kick, and now they've got it back, and they're going to stay with this jumbo formation. Direct snap to Taylor. He's the Wildcat, one of their two strong running backs. And caught the Vandals on their heels a little bit on this one. This time he doesn't get as much, ahead to about the 13, I believe. Second down and 8 coming up. But they've got the ball deep enough at this point where you can kind of do that. Second down and 8 from the Vandal 13-yard line. We still have 6 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Still a lot of time left in this first half. Vandals lead at 35-8, but Staunton threatening. Second down and 8 from the Vandal 13 for the Staunton Bulldogs. They stay with that formation to Taylor. Trying to get outside, stretching. He does. He gets outside and eventually forced out of bounds, I believe, about the 8-yard line. Kept stretching to this near side of the field. And they were able to get him a little bit of room ahead to about the 9. Oh, about a 3rd down and 4 coming up for Staunton. So 3rd down and about 4 coming up from the Vandal 9. 3rd down and 4 coming up for Staunton from the Vandal 9-yard line. 5 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. They stay with that formation. It'll be a direct snap this time to Oller. Oller looking to run, and not going to be much, if anything, there for him. They're going to bring him down basically at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a 4th down and about 4 coming up. So this time it was Oller they went with. He is a smaller back, but got 1,200 yards on the year coming into the game. And now Taylor comes back into the game. We also had Duggar out there. Another athlete for him. 4th down and 4 for Staunton coming up from the Vandal 9. So a 4th down and 4 for Staunton coming up from the Vandal 9. 4 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. This will be Taylor this time on the direct snap. He powers. And he's going to be brought down, I believe, at about the 6. He'll be short, and the Vandals will take over. So the Vandal defense on this one bent but didn't break. And they do get the ball back now at their own 6. The Vandals deep in their own territory. 4 minutes, 13 seconds remaining until halftime. So the Vandals will have it at their own 6. So it was about a 3-yard pickup there by Taylor. 4 minutes, 13 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals with a 35-8 lead in their first possession in a while. Vandals much tighter formation. They put a man in motion. That is Connor DePue. He's trying to get to the outside. He finds some room and stays on his feet. Head to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, and he goes out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. Wow, great run by Connor Depew, about a 41-yard run. And gives the Vandals a first down and gets them up near midfield. 3:59 remaining in the third. Second. He just kept looking for a hole. Stumball, another tight formation. Put a man in motion. Fake the handoff to Connor Depew. Stumball keeps it himself right through the middle of the field. Finds some room and will be brought down in Staunton territory ahead of the 45. Pick up of about 7, second and 3. Second down and 3 for the Vandals from the Staunton 45. 3 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Dumball puts a man in motion. It is Connor Depew. They will give it to Connor. Connor looking for room. He finds some. Able to sidestep. He's ahead to the 30. Straight arms a man. Gets ahead to about the 25. And it'll be a first down for the Vandals. So the Vandals have went with a different look and a different formation themselves. Went with a much tighter formation, giving it to the man in motion a couple of times. And the Vandals will have a first down. And Staunton does have a player down on one knee. And Chris Whitten, the Vandals trainer, will come out and check on the Staunton Bulldog. Staunton with a man down. That is, I believe, number 44, Weston Washburn down. He's down on one knee. Now he's down, so Chris can take a look at it. Chris Whitten taking a look at the injured Staunton Bulldog. 3:19 remaining in the second quarter. Vandals lead it 35-8. In an interesting second quarter, however. And the Vandals have been challenged a little bit. A turnover. Staunton able to turn that into a touchdown. Then the onside kick attempt. Staunton recovered. And had a couple of big carries in a row to get themselves deep into Vandal territory. Vandal's defense came up big on a fourth down and 6. Well, it was a fourth down and 4. And they came up big with the stop. And got the ball back. And now the Vandals with a couple of plays. And like I said, a little different look from the Vandals. Much tighter formation. Man in motion getting a couple of carries. Stumball with a carry in there. Connor Depew, one really big run. And the Vandals will have a first down and 10 coming up from the Staunton 23-yard line. So they will help up the injured Staunton Bulldog. And it is number 44, Weston Washburn. Vandals trainer Chris Whitten with double duty tonight. He helps out Staunton and the injuries as well. First down and 10. I was talking to Chris before the game last week, and for him, a really good game would be if he doesn't have to help anybody out, but already helping out a couple of guys tonight, one Vandal, one Bulldog. First down and 10 for the Vandals. And they stay with that tight formation. First down and 10 from the Staunton 23, two receivers left, two right. Empty backfield with Stumball. They put a man in motion. That's Depew, and instead Stumball will keep it himself. To the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! 23-yard run, Quentin Stumball, and the Vandals back on the board. So Stumball, a 23-yard run. This comes at the 3:08 mark here in the second quarter. The Vandals back on the board. Time-wise, going pretty slow on the clock. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals now lead it 42-8. 42-8 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
So the Vandals about set to kick it off. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Cole Durbin about set to kick it away. The Vandals with a 42-8 lead. It is a line drive kick, good deep kick back to the 15. Staunton hands off. And it is Oller with this return. And he ends up ahead to about the 34-yard line. Good return from Oller, who is a heck of an athlete. So Nate Oller with the return. And Staunton will take over. We'll see what we get from them formation-wise. That was the kind of wildcat look, that tight jumbo formation. Got some nice gains. They've got it now first and 10 from their own 34, 3 minutes exactly remaining in the second quarter. First down and 10 for Staunton. Well, Leonard's back out there, a little different, a little back to where they were, more of a spread formation, two receivers line up left. And they'll hand this one off to Oller. And he's down at about the 36, maybe 37-yard line. So you give the Vandals different looks, and so it's a second down and 8 coming up. So second down and 8 coming up for Staunton from their own 36-yard line. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in this first half. The Vandals lead it 42-8. The Vandals will have the football coming out in the second half. Second down and 8 for Staunton. Two receivers line up left. Leonard from the shotgun with Oller in the backfield with him, takes the snap, gives it to Oller. Now they hand it off on the reverse to Taylor. Vandals had it read pretty well, and they're going to bring him down at the 35. He might have lost a yard even. Third down and 8, maybe 9. Looks like they'll give him back to the line of scrimmage. Third and 8. Third down and 8. 1:55 remaining until halftime. Third down and 8 for Staunton from their own 36-yard line. Two receivers line up left, one right. Leonard from the shotgun with Oller in the backfield with him. Leonard takes the snap, drops back to pass, under some pressure, pass away, incomplete, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. It was a well-thrown ball. That was Henry Roller, the intended receiver. He had it in his hands but could not hang on, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 8 for the Staunton Bulldogs with 1:35 remaining until halftime. Now, remember, the Vandals will also get the football coming out in the second half. 42-8, the Vandals with the lead, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 8 here for Staunton as they are forced to punt with 95 seconds remaining in the first half. And it looks like there's maybe a player short for Staunton. Play clock down to 5, down to 4. Now a man on the field. And play runs, clock runs out, so they're going to get a delay of game. Nope, they took a timeout. Nope, Staunton took a timeout instead. So a timeout by Staunton. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Also brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can also find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Well, it'll be a fourth down and 8 coming up for Staunton, presumably a punt as they were lined up in punt formation a moment ago, but they were a player short on the field and had to use a timeout. It is Colburn and Depew deep for the Vandals. 1:35 remaining. The punt, a good one, DePue catches it, drops it, picks it up. They head to the 40, to the 45, across midfield. 40, 35, and steps out of bounds at about the 32-yard line on the near side of the field. Nice return from Connor DePue. 1:24 remaining. He got out of bounds. That's the other thing about Connor that you notice so much more as time goes by. He's such a smart player now. He looks for the holes. He finds them. He gets out of bounds to stop the clock. 1:24 remaining in the first half. Vandals spread formation. Three receivers line up right. One left. The one man to the left is Connor DePue. It is Casey, Colburn, and Bowers lining up to the right. Dumball takes the snap. He rolls right. Steps up. Floats one up. He's got a man. It is caught. Touchdown, Bowers. Put it up in the air and let the 6'5 Lucas Bowers take care of it. And the Vandals back on the board. It'll be Stumball to Bowers. Now, 35-yarder. This comes at the 1:17 mark of the second quarter. And Cole Durbin will get set to attempt the extra point. The snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the Vandals have a 49-8 lead on the Staunton Bulldogs. 1:17 remaining in the second quarter. So still not the halftime. Goodness. What a long first half. 49-8 now, the Vandals with the lead. As the Vandals will get set to kick it away to Staunton. 49-8, the Vandals with the lead now. And Cole Durbin will get set to kick it away for the Vandals. So the Vandals get set to kick it away. Leading 49-8, 1:17 remaining until halftime. The kick. A line drive kick caught by Staunton at about the 16. And they returned it, trying to get to the outside. Good turn on the far side of the field from the Staunton return man. Got it up to about the 41, 42-yard line, I believe. So a nice return. Number 18, Kate Linkman. So Staunton with 108 remaining with the football, 108 remaining until halftime. Front of a big crowd here tonight, homecoming night for the Vandals. Actually, line it up at the 36, so assuming he stepped out of bounds up there. First down and 10 for Staunton from their own 36-yard line. 1:08 remaining in this first half. Leonard takes a snap, drops back to pass. He's going deep. He has a man. It is incomplete. In and out of Taylor's hands about three times. I thought he was going to hang on to it, couldn't quite do it, lost it out of bounds. Taylor, the intended receiver, far side of the field. It'll bring up second down and 10, 1:02 remaining in the first half. Taylor, the intended receiver, had it in his hands, juggled it, and kind of juggled it three or four times, couldn't hang on, though, and it's incomplete. Second down and 10 for Staunton from their own 36. 1:02 remaining. Until halftime, Leonard takes the snap. Play action, pass across the middle, incomplete. And it is Henry Roller, the intended receiver, at one I think he would tell you he should have caught. Third down and 10. 57.8 remaining in the first half. And it has been a long first half. 49-8. The Vandals with the lead. 49-8. The Vandals with the lead. Staunton on a third down and 10. Two receivers line up right, one left for Leonard. He's got Oller in the backfield with him. Drops back to pass. Pass is caught by Taylor. He's able to break a tackle. He's going to have the first down. So a first down for Staunton. He gets it out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. Taylor, a very nice player, big, strong kid. Had some big runs here tonight. First down and 10 for Staunton at their own 47-yard line, 51.2 seconds remaining. Still time for Staunton if they use the ends and get out of bounds. First down and 10 for Staunton. Leonard from the shotgun, Oller in the backfield with him. Two receivers line up each side. We got a flag down. My assumption would be a false start unless Vandals is lined up in the neutral zone. And, nope, that is what the case was. The Vandals were lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty. Well, first down and 5, so encroachment or offsides against Vandals. And it is a first and 5, and they are into Vandal territory ahead to the Vandal 48-yard line. First down and 5 for Staunton from the Vandal 48. Two receivers line up right. Leonard takes a low snap. It's passed away. It is caught by Oller, and I think he got out of bounds. Or did he? Yes, he did get out of bounds on the far side of the field. Ahead to about the 46. So pick up a couple of yards. Second down and about 3, maybe 4. 43.4 seconds remaining. Staunton moving the football here on this drive right before halftime. Second down and 4. Leonard, pass away. It is caught by Staunton. Staunton catches it at the near side of the field at the 31. Colburn with the tackle. Spencer with the catch. Now he was inbound, so the clock will start as soon as they get it lined up. Two receivers left. 30 seconds on the clock. Leonard's low snap. Gets a pass away. It is incomplete. Intended again for Spencer. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. 24.1 seconds remaining until halftime. So the Vandals trying to dodge this one off here and get to halftime. And they'll have the ball back. And they come back out. 24.1 seconds remaining. Second down and 10 for Staunton. And from the Vandal 32-yard line, Staunton has a lot better things offensively here in the second quarter. 24.1 seconds remaining. Two receivers left, one right. Leonard takes the snap. Gets a pass away, incomplete, off the hands of Taylor. On the near side of the field at about the 26. Vandals had him pretty well covered once he would have caught it. DePue was right there. Patty McDowell was right there. And it is 19.8 seconds remaining, third down and 10. Third down and 10 for Staunton, 19.8 seconds remaining. And the ball at the 32-yard line, the Vandal 32-yard line for the Bulldogs. Two receivers line up left, one man in the backfield with Leonard. Low snap, gets a pass away on a screen pass ahead to Oller. But he catches it at the 29, and the Vandals bring him down there. And that's probably going to let the clock run out. It'll bring up a fourth down and about 7. And I think, Staunton's going to go ahead and take a timeout here. 2.2 seconds remaining. So they will use their timeout. With 2.2 seconds remaining, it will be a fourth down and about 8 coming up. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified Milestar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So it'll be a fourth down and 8 coming up for Staunton. And I believe they're going to attempt the field goal. This would be a 45-yard attempt from Legrady. 45-yard attempt here. The kick is up, and it is going to be well short. And that will end the first half. So Staunton attempts a 45-yard field goal, but comes up empty. And the Vandals lead it 49-8. 49-8 is our score here at halftime, with the Vandals leading the Staunton Bulldogs at half. And it is homecoming, so the homecoming coronation is coming up here at halftime. And 20 minutes on the clock as we get set to get started in the halftime performance here tonight. So 49-8, the Vandals with the lead. So the Vandals do lead by 41 as we'll get started in the second half. So 49-8 is our score. The Vandals with the lead here at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with more on WKR.